like to welcome our next speaker, Rita Ahmad, who is from Gaza and who is a high school student and a Palestinian activist. Welcome, Rita.
I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on that we stand today. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and I acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. My name is Rita Mundir Hassan Abdul Hamid Imad, and I am a 17-year-old Ghazawi, but pre-Nakba, my roots trace back to Yibna and Julis. My dad was born and raised in Gaza, and it is where my mum spent most of her life. I had the life-changing experience of visiting Gaza just over a year ago, and the thawb that I am currently wearing is from a store in Sheikh Radwan, Gaza, that is no longer standing today. During my 2 month stay in Gaza, I met the most amazing people, I ate the most incredible food, and I made the most unforgettable memories. Just a few days ago, the United Nations released a report describing the economic state of Gaza post 7 October 2023. Among the statistics and numbers, one stood out to me in particular. It would take until 2092 for Gaza to reach the economic state it held in 2022. In almost 5 months, Israel has carried out a violent genocide whose destruction means it would take almost 70 years for Gaza to be rebuilt. In the past 5 months, over 50% of Gaza's buildings have been destroyed. Over 27,000 Gazawis have been murdered, and over 66,000 have been injured, including lifelong diseases such as paralysis and loss of limbs. In almost 5 months, the Israeli occupation has unleashed a sense of destruction on our people that we have not seen since the original Nakba in 1948. They have destroyed my homeland that I was just in over a year ago. They have destroyed the birthplace of over 100 of my cousins where they were raised and educated. I saw Gaza's beauty for myself. We visited the most beautiful mosques, the most famous restaurants, and the most breathtaking beaches. All these places have now been bombed. The occupation has taken these experiences from us, and we will never be able to relive them again as a result from the genocide that the international community is complicit of. They have destroyed every aspect of my life despite being so far away from the homeland. I cannot bear to watch the news anymore out of fear that I will see another family member dead. I learnt that my uncle was martyred as my family was gathered watching Al Jazeera one night. My cousin Minna, whom is just a year younger than me, appeared on the screen from the Al-Shifa hospital. Her face was covered in dust. They have destroyed our grief. We cannot even mourn in peace. Our people's corpses have been painted over social media like an aesthetic. We have lost the right to mourn in peace and bury our family members in decency. Instead of playing and enjoying the innocence of life, my 5-year-old cousin Sham is now living with her family in a tent despite the fact that it is the middle of winter right now in Gaza. 12-year-old Tala, whom already suffers from PTSD from previous bombings, like so many, it is only getting worse. 6-month-old Habiba only knows life under the occupation. Where is the outrage? Where are the leaders calling for an end to the displacement and murder of my people and my family? The world has failed Gaza. They have watched our people bleed to death on the screens, and what have they done? Nothing. They refuse to stand against the occupation and on the right side of history. Shame to every leader and every individual who has watched the 2023 Gazan genocide and done nothing. The blood of my people and my family is on your hands. And there will come a day where they will all be held accountable. There will come a day where every victim's story will be broadcasted worldwide. There will come a day where I will be able to share the stories of my family that was martyred and stolen from me by the genocide. There will come a day where the stories of every martyr from the 27,000 will be brought to light. And on that day, no leader will be able to hide that they were complicit in the massacre and genocidal murder of my people. Because because we are a people who do not forget. No matter what ceasefire is achieved or peace agreement is finalised, the Palestinian people will remain steadfast in our fight for justice. We will continue fighting for liberation, not order, because there is no such thing as peace until my martyred family is able to lay in peace and power. There is no such thing as an end to this occupation until I am able to drive from Gaza to Jerusalem. No questions, no checkpoints, and I am a member. And I stand here as a fighter that will not rest until it happens. My name is Rita Mundar Hassan Abdul Hamid Imad. I am 17 years old and I am a proud Gazawiya. I come from a people that possess a strength this world dreams to learn about. My blood runs with the blood of warriors, and I stand here today after 120 days of the Palestinian genocide to say that the occupation has not destroyed our spirit. I stand here after 120 days to say that the Gazawis will rebuild, because we are a people that do not know defeat. Our resilience is one the world will write history books about. We will continue to tell our stories because they cannot silence us. They cannot occupy our identity or gentrify our suburbs or colonize our language. The Israeli occupation thinks they can defeat us, but they cannot occupy our warrior spirits. What the occupation fails to realize is that the Palestinian people are here to stay. We are here to stay and we are here to fight. Thank you.